papal Rome, you have atheism or some other ideas. But here in verse 12, and this really isn't on the point of our topic, but in verse 12, we've already identified in verse 11 that the beast that comes up out of the earth is the United States. And verse 12 says, "And he, the United States, exercises all the power of the first beast before him." In other words, what's the beast before the United States? Well, it's the Catholic Church. It's the beast that comes up out of the sea at the beginning of Revelation 13. So if the Catholic Church is the kingdom before the United States, then what's the kingdom of Bible prophecy after the Catholic Church? It's the United States. The sequence is very sound. It's identified here in verse 12. The kingdoms of Bible prophecy, once you get into verse 13, that are sought out for us is Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, pagan Rome, papal Rome, and the United States. Now, what we're addressing is that those that teach the glorious land of verse 41 cannot be the United States, because the United States is not a worldwide power, and prophecy at the end of the world is falls under the rule of the local, symbolizes the worldwide. That's what we're addressing here. So we're talking about the United States, and here in verse 12 it says, "And he, the United States, exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them to dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed." Brothers and sisters, how clear is it? The United States is going to force the entire world to worship the first beast. How is that not a worldwide application? Look at verse 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. Worldwide, and deceiveth them that dwelleth on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do inside of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, the whole world, that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed, and he causeth all, he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Brothers and sisters, to identify the United States as anything less than a worldwide power is to not be in agreement with the testimony of Revelation 13. The United States is going to speak as a dragon and force the whole world to worship the beast.